أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرسلنا رسلا من قبلك منهم من قصصنا عليك ومنهم من لم نقصص عليك وما كان لرسول أن يأتي بآية إلا بإذن الله فإذا جاء أمر الله قضي بالحق وخسر هنالك المبطلون. الله الذي جعل لكم الأنعام لتركبوا منها ومنها تأكلون ولكم فيها منافع ولتبلوا عليها حاجة في صدوركم وعليها وعلى الفلك تحملون ويريكم آياته فأي آيات الله تنكرون. أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم كانوا أكثر منهم وأشد قوة وآثارا في الأرض فما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يكسبون. فلما جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فرحوا بما عندهم من العلم وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون. فلما رأوا بأسنا قالوا آمنا بالله وحده وكفرنا بما كنا به مشركين. فلم يك ينفعهم إيمانهم لما رأوا بأسنا سنة الله التي قد خلت في عباده وخسر هنالك الكافرون.
And many were the rasuls that we had sent before you. Of them, some stories we have related to you, and some we have not yet related to you. It was not possible for any Rasul to produce any miracle, but by the leave of Allah, and at length, when the command of Allah Ta'ala issues about punishment, then the decision is taken, precise and correct decision of Allah Ta'ala is taken, and here, immediately, the failure of the people of falsehood is proven. How they perish and their failure in what they were attempting and what they were trying to achieve. It is Allah Ta'ala who has created for you animals. Some of them you ride upon and some of them you eat. And in them for you are numerous benefits and advantages. And you reach and attain the needs that are in your minds. And upon these animals and on the ships you are carried and transported. And he continues showing you his signs. And which of his signs would you reject? Do they not travel through the earth and see for themselves what was the end of those before them? They were more numerous than them and superior to them in strength. And in the traces that they had left behind, monuments, etc., leaving a deep impression on the surroundings, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, and all that they had been working for, striving for, was of no good for them. At length, when our Rasuls or their Rasuls had brought to them clear proofs, then they were proud and rejoiced at the knowledge that they had, and the very punishment that they were mocking at had encircled them. This is the response of people in all ages. When the words of the Rasuls, the word of Allah Ta'ala is presented before them, then they challenge the word of Allah Ta'ala with the knowledge that they have. In the days gone by, they had challenged the Anbiya alayhi salam with philosophy, with idolatry, and in this modern age, the word of Allah Ta'ala and the word of Rasulullah is being challenged through science and technology. We see what is the end of technology and science. People's health are deteriorated. Genetically modified foods become more and more available freely. People become addicted to this. Health deteriorates. Then the family units, they're all on the rocks. You see broken marriages. So now this is an end product of science. When you've gone behind that and left Allah Ta'ala, you will see your health deteriorating. You will see families breaking up. You will see that within your heart and mind, you don't find that easiness and comfort. People are stressed all the time. So this is because they have left the way of the Anbiya and were too proud about scientific improvements and progress that they have made. They considered the word of Allah Ta'ala and the word of His Nabi Sallam to be something backwards. So then see the end, what this thing has done to you. Broken your whole families. All people are left unattended. There's no respect left for any person, for deen. So this is the end of science and technology. The gods that they have taken up and forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At length, when they saw our punishment coming, then they said, we do believe in Allah ta'ala alone, and we reject all those false gods and partners that we used to join up with Allah ta'ala. Then, at the time they had seen our punishment, then their professing iman was of no good then. When at the end they see the punishment of Allah Ta'ala with their own eyes, at the time of death, then they see the punishment, now they wish to accept iman, so their accepting iman at that time is of no good. This is the way of Allah Ta'ala, that was always prevalent amongst His servants in the past. وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ And at this point, the failure of the unbeliever is proven, becomes glaring and absolutely clear. Hameen. This is a revelation from the most gracious, most merciful. A book whose verses and words are clearly explained, an Arabic Quran for a people that understands. Bring good news and warning, but most people turn away therefrom, so they will not listen. And they say that our hearts are in veils. They are in wrappings and veils concealed from the thing that you invite us towards. And in our ears is a deafness, and between us and you is a veil. So do what you need to do, and we will do what we will do. Say, the Nabi is commanded to say and announce, I am but a man like yourselves. So this inspiration comes to me that your God is but one, so be truthful to Him and remain steadfast and seek His forgiveness, and woe to those who join partners to Allah Ta'ala, those who do not give out zakat and reject the hereafter, for those who believe and do righteous works is a reward unending and unfailing.